Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want a podcast on things a cheating narcissist does, okay? Like, a lot of people don't even realize that they're being cheated on by a narcissist. They think, you know, the person's just moody or maybe they're having a bad day. So I'm going to go into a couple of signs that, you know, most likely that person is cheating on you. And a lot of people are going to look at these signs and they're going to say, well, those are just signs of a player or something like that. Well, technically, a player is a narcissist because they are misleading someone for their benefit and they don't care who they hurt along the way. So let me get into a couple of things about what a cheating narcissist does, okay? And, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to list everything so you guys could get an idea of all of this, all right? So first of all, what does a cheating narcissist do? Well, a lot of times a cheating narcissist is emotionally unavailable. Why is that? Because they have different supply going on. They can't put all their energy into one person, and you know that their energy has to go somewhere else, okay? And it's not necessarily with you. So there'll be times where that narcissist is going to run hot and cold with you and show you no affection. Okay. I always say if they're not showing you affection, 9 times out of 10, they're showing somebody else affection. But you have to look at all the factors that are involved in that narcissist or that person's life that's going on in the time. And a lot of times they make excuses and people believe the excuses. Like they'll say, oh, I'm tired from work, or, you know, I'm just not an affectionate person or something like that. When they were affectionate in the beginning of the relationship, when they were love bombing you, and now all of a sudden they're, you know, they could care less if they see you, if they're with you, if they're intimate with you. That is a red flag, okay? So know the person that you're dealing with. And if you see signs that have changed in that person, that's a red flag. Like I said, when somebody goes stone cold on you or they're running hot and cold all the time, if they're saying one thing and they're doing another, if they're telling you how much they love you, but then they don't show you how much they love you. In other words, they don't care if they're around you. See, people that care about you are going to want to be around you and they're going to want to spend time with you. you know, regardless of how busy they are. People make time for people that they want to make time for. So no affection is one of the signs that a cheating narcissist, you're going to feel with a cheating narcissist. That's why a lot of people, when they're in a relationship with a narcissist, they feel very much alone. Even though that person's with them in body, that person's mind is somewhere else. They're not with them. Okay. So always look to see, is this person with me or is this person, you know, just here in body? All right. The other thing a cheating narcissist does is they're always falling asleep on you because they're so tired from running around with all these other supplies. All right. They don't have the energy for you. And this is how narcissists run themselves down as well, is because they're doing too much. Okay. And eventually it affects their health, because they don't take any time to rest. So all the energy that should be put into the relationship with you is being put into other people, okay? Or contacting other people, talking to other people, meeting other people, doing other things with other people. And these are things that you're not aware about. So a narcissist that is cheating on you is not going to have a lot of energy because their energy is going somewhere else, all right? Now, another sign or things that a cheating narcissist does, and this is classic, they flip the blame on you. They accuse you of cheating when you have given them no reason to think that you are cheating. That right there should be a red flag, ding, ding. Why would that even be on their mind? What they're doing is they're putting all that shame onto you. They're projecting all that shame onto you that they're doing. They can't believe that someone else could be loyal. See, this narcissists always feel like somebody's out to get them. Somebody's out to screw them over. Or if you haven't cheated, you will cheat because everybody cheats. That's the mind of a narcissist. So what they'll do is, things that a cheating narcissist does is they always accuse you of what they're doing. Okay? Now, another thing that, you know, a cheating narcissist does is they delete their apps when they come home. This is why they'll say something to you like, oh, if you don't trust me or something like that, you could check my phone. Trust and believe, if a narcissist is telling you you could check their phone, they've already deleted all the apps off that phone, all right? They think they're very slick. They think they're smarter than you. And if they're on dating apps or they're on other social apps or anything like that, they delete their apps, okay? So when you look at it, you see nothing. You say, oh, they're not doing nothing, okay? But meanwhile, your gut is telling you something else. Another thing that a cheating narcissist does is they have multiple profiles on social media. They have catfish profiles. This is so that they can, you know, watch their exes, or they could go out and creep with, you know, other people. They have a profile that you're on, which could be their Facebook or their Instagram or, you know, whatever it could be, you know, Snapchat, whatever you guys have. And then they have multiple, you know, dummy catfish profiles that they go out and they creep to get other supply. Okay. And a lot of times they do that. They don't even put their real name on there. That's why you'll never be able to catch them. That's why when you feel like, you know, they're on social media, they're liking other people's pictures, you know, they're fraternizing on social media, they're flirting on social media, and you go to the narcissist and you say, oh, I want you to delete your social media. It's like a joke to the narcissist, because what they'll say is, yeah, sure, I'll delete my social media. But what they're going to do is they're going to delete the social media that you're on, and they're going to be on the social media of their catfish profile when they're out flirting and meeting other people. So you guys, you got to be smarter than that. You know, if they want to, they can when they're not around you. It's so easy. Social media is so, you know, is a playground for the narcissist to find supply. This is why narcissists are so independent today, because the accessibility of getting that supply is easy today. There's a million and one apps, there's a million and one dating apps, there's a million and one social media apps for them to reach out and inbox, okay? Another thing that a cheating narcissist does is, a lot of times they're on Facebook Messenger. They love Facebook Messenger. That's one of them. And Instagram, you know, inbox. And you'll know that they're cheating because they'll tell you they're going to bed, but their light is still on, okay? And a lot of times what they tell you is, oh, you know, the app doesn't close out. This is like classic game, you guys. They'll tell you, oh, the app never closed out. You know, it stays open. If they're turning their phone off or they're, you know, not in the app, the light will go off. So they make up all these excuses. But again, if you feel that gut feeling that something's not right, then 9 times out of 10, it's not right. It's like a friend of mine, like who's a New York City detective, when he used to, you know, work for these women that were, you know, used him to follow their husbands. He used to say, you don't have to spend all this money, you know, for me to follow you, look, check up on your husband. 9 times out of 10, if you're feeling that way, there's a reason you feel that way, and that's why you got to trust your gut. But a narcissist will always tell you, don't trust the gut. The gut's not always right, because they want to, you know, they're a trickster and they want to play mind games with you so that you doubt yourself. This is what the narcissist wants. They want to make you crazy where you doubt yourself. And they'll also say you have no trust, you're insecure. Nobody accuses you of having no trust more than a cheating narcissist, okay? So go by what you see and, you know, what doesn't look right to you by how you feel around the person. Another thing that a cheating narcissist does is they send you a video of what they're doing at the time. A lot of them do this in the beginning of a relationship. They'll show you a video like, oh, I'm over here at this little function here with my kids at the playground. They love to send videos of what they're doing. And the reason that they do that is to fool you, okay? Because they want you to think like, oh, they're not doing anything. You know, oh, they're there with their kid on the playground, or they're down at Chunk E. Cheese with their kids or something like that. Meanwhile, that video could have been done years ago, and they're just sending it to you and telling you they're over, you know, at Chunk E. Cheese, or they're at the mall with their kid or something like that. So when you see that somebody's trying to prove that they're innocent, they're trustworthy, they're trying really hard to prove to you that they're a trustworthy person, 9 times out of 10, they're not trustworthy, okay? Because trustworthy people, they know that they're doing the right thing. They know they have nothing to hide, and they don't have to prove it. It's only a lying narcissist that has to prove that, okay, to get over on you. All right, moving along on my list here, all right? Another thing that, you know, a cheating narcissist does is they wear a lot of perfume and cologne, you guys. This is to attract other supply. Let's say they're going to the gym. They're going to put on a lot of them, they'll put on a ton of cologne. You know, who are they going to meet in the gym or something like that? Or maybe they're just going to the store. You know, they're very hyper concerned with how they look, how they smell, you know, because they're on the hunt. They're out there, they're creeping, and, you know, they're trying to find other supplies. So they're over obsessed about little things like that with their image. So if you see, you know, oh, they're before they even go to the store for some milk, they're standing in front of the mirror for 2.5 hours to make sure not a hair is out of place. There's a reason that they're doing that, because they're either looking for attention when they go out. They need that attention from outside people, or they're trying to attract supply. Okay, next, all right, that a cheating narcissist does. Another thing that a narcissist that's cheating does is they have code names on their phone for their other supply. So what they'll do is they'll have like laundromat might be one supply, pizzeria, Aunt June, who they don't even have an Aunt June, but they say they have an Aunt June calling, you know, stepbrother, but they don't have a stepbrother. So that when they're with you and the phone is ringing, you say, ooh, Aunt June. Oh, that's Aunt June. You know, let me just take that. And you see it on the phone. They go in the other room. You think, oh, they're on the phone with Aunt June. No, they're on the phone with the other supply, and they're coding it by a code name on their phone. Okay? Moving right along. Another thing that a cheating narcissist does, and this isn't all of them, but a lot of them, they have an extra phone. Okay? And why do they have that extra phone? Because now They could be talking to two supply at once, and you don't know about that extra phone. That extra phone could have all their apps on there, all their texts on there. They could be on the phone with you and say, oh, can you hold on a minute? I just got to run down and do my laundry. They run downstairs on their other phone, and they're calling their other supply real quick, okay? Another common tactic that a cheating narcissist does is when they're on the phone with you, all of a sudden they're not talking anymore, and you're like, hello? Hello? And you're like, what happened? And then all of a sudden they come back and they say, they come in, they don't even know where you're at the conversation. They say, oh, that's my phone. My phone is, you know, the connection. Or they'll say, oh, that's your phone. Your phone must be messed up or something like that. Or the phone call will just drop. And the reason that they do that is because they got another supply calling in, but they don't want you to know there's another supply calling in because they don't want you to be suspicious. So what they do is they leave you on hold and they pretend either that they're falling asleep or, you know, the connection is bad. They got 101 different excuses for their game, okay? And then the classic one that they always say is their battery died or they didn't have their phone on them. Nobody says they don't have their phone on them when you're calling more than a narcissist who always has their phone on them when they're with you, okay? And it's a joke because, you know, you'll call them, they'll ghost on you, and they don't pick up for hours. When somebody doesn't pick up for hours, unless they've been in a car accident, and some of them will even use that excuse and say they went to the ER. I mean, these people, they'll think of anything, you know, and out of the box to try to convince you and tell you they were in the ER, they had no Wi-Fi connection, you know, they got into a fender bender. You know, if you keep seeing excuses, red flag, red flag, red flag, you guys, all right? Don't always believe everything you hear. You know, yes, things happen, but if it's happening a lot that they're always coming up with these excuses, you're probably dealing with a shady narcissist that's playing game on you, all right? Now, classic, what does a cheating narcissist do to contact their other supply? They go into the bathroom. They love the bathroom, okay? That's their escape from you. They go in there, they text, they may be whispering to another supply, all right? They go into the bathroom. Another way they contact their other supply is in the morning, a lot of them pretend they're still sleeping. So you get up in the morning and they're still sleeping. It's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So what are you going to do? You're going to get up. You're going to go upstairs or go in the other room. They know it. And what do? They get on their phone and text whoever they got to text real quick before they even see anything that's going on. Or they do it at night when you fall asleep. They'll go into the other room and, you know, they'll be texting somebody else when you fall asleep. Another thing that a cheating narcissist loves to do, and I'm really giving you guys the game today, all right? So listen good. How do I know? Because I've dealt with so many game players, I know it, and I'm trying to teach you so that you guys don't become a victim of the game. Another thing that a cheating narcissist does is they say they're always playing games on their phone, okay? Oh, they're always on their phone. They'll say, oh, I'm just playing eight ball pool. Oh, I'm just playing poker on my phone. Oh, I'm just playing, you know, this game on my phone, that game. And meanwhile, what they're doing is they're texting in between their other supplies. So now they have a reason to be on the phone all the time. And their excuse is they're playing games on their phone, okay? Little video games on their phone. And you're thinking, oh, they're in the corner over there, you know, on the couch playing video games. They're playing games, rather, on their little cell phone. But meanwhile, what they're doing is they're texting the other supply, okay? When they're in the same room with you and you could be sitting on the other couch, all right? Now, I'm not saying that people don't play games, all right? So don't come back at me and say, well, I play games. I'm not saying that, all right? But I'm just telling you certain things that creeping narcissists do, all right? And that's one of them that they do, all right? Now, moving along. One of the other things I also want to make you guys aware of is what a narcissist will do when they're cheating on you is a lot of times when you're on the phone with them or they'll text you, they'll ask you what you're doing. And the reason that they do that is because They either want to contact another supply, so they want to know that you're busy. Maybe you're another part of the house, or you're outside, you know, raking leaves. So you may get a text, oh, what are you doing? They want to know that you're not around so that they could call quick the other supply or text the other supply. Or for real bad narcissists that actually bring other supply into the home, they may contact you at your job or contact you when you're out and say, oh, what are you doing? You know, you busy or whatever? And they want to hear that you're at your job or you're at the store so that they know they could do whatever they do and you're not around. They either have another supply coming into the house or they're calling or texting another supply and they don't want to get caught, all right? So, you know, if you're dealing with a narcissist, a lot of times they want to know what you're doing and where you're at so that they can go do what they got to do and not get caught, all right? Another thing that a cheating narcissist does is they have their friends and family lie for them. Classic game, okay? What the, you're thinking, oh, well, their family would never lie for them. Oh, their sister or their brother will never lie for them, you know? They lie, all right? Their loyalty is to the narcissist. And when, remember, the narcissist is toxic, and 9 times out of 10, their family is toxic. So their family is going to lie for them to cover for them. And a lot of times their family doesn't like you because they don't, you know, if they're toxic, they're going to find things wrong with you. So, you know, sometimes these sick people, they get a charge out of knowing that you're getting played. So don't think just because they say, well, you could ask my mother, she'll tell you where I was at. Don't think that they're telling you the truth. No, they could be playing game on you. Okay. They love to use their family, you know, as a support to back them up. And when they got a toxic family, so take a look at the family. If they seem toxic, if they seem like they don't like you, they could be lying for the narcissist. All right. All right. Another thing that cheating narcissists do is they say, they have a close friend that they always bring that friend's name up all the time. And they say, well, that's just a friend. That's just a friend. That's my homegirl or that's my homeboy. All right. That's just a friend. You're just insecure. Oh, you're just controlling. You don't want me to have friends. They mask the other supply by calling it just a friend. Okay. So many of them do this, all right? You'll notice that they have a very close friend. They're always hanging out with them. They're always talking to them. And it's crossed the boundaries of what you would consider friendship, all right? They're a little too close. So what are they going to do? They're not going to tell you that's the other supplier. They're not going to tell you that that's the person that they sleep with on the side. What they're going to do is they're going to say, that's just a friend, okay? The other thing too, I just lost my thought when I wanted to bring up this issue is, if you notice they keep bringing up somebody's name all the time, okay? They're bringing up some girl or some guy's name at work all the time. All the time they're bringing up somebody's name. That could be somebody that they are cheating with or they really like, okay? Because what comes out of their mouth is what is on their mind. So if they keep bringing up somebody's name, they usually have a thing, either they have something going on with them or they really like that person, all right? And, you know, they can't resist bringing that person's name up. So if you see them keep mentioning that somebody's name, red flag, all right? They may have something going on with them, all right? Now, here's another one, classic game. What a cheating narcissist is going to do is they're going to start a fight with you to get out to see their other supply. Classic game, all right? You end up getting in a fight with them over, you know, not putting the cap on the soda bottle, and they start a fight with you. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, why are they fighting with me? I should have put the cap on the soda bottle. No. They're looking for an excuse to fight with you so that they can go out and see their other supply. And you're left with your mouth open thinking you did something wrong. No, classic game, you guys. Typical for them to get out is to fight with you, go see their other supply, and then they come back. And they're very, very, they make like nothing happened. And they could even tell you they love you, all right? Oh, I'm sorry, I fought with you, I love you. When a narcissist ghosts you and walks out and they take off or something, and then all of a sudden they contact you and they say, you know, I really love you or something like that, That narcissist has cheated on you 99.9% of the time, okay? What they're doing is they're trying to reel you back in because they feel they're losing you and they want to know that you're there. So they'll contact you after they cheated on you and say, you know, I really do love you, okay? That usually, you guys, this is so true and I've experienced, I know other people that have experienced, you know, they'll start a fight with you, they disappear, and then like a day or two later, they contact you and tell you how much they love you. They have just cheated on you, all right? So let me just make you aware of that 99% of the time, all right? Now, let's see. Also, another thing I got to bring up on my list here is a lot of times when they're on the phone with you and they get a call coming in, they'll use an excuse like it's a family member too. Oh, that's my cousin Johnny calling in. Oh, that's my sister Suzanne calling in. So they'll use a family member, you know, to mask that it's another supply coming in. So if you're on the phone with the narcissist all the time and they're constantly getting interrupted phone calls and they keep saying it's the same family member, that could be a red flag that that's the other supply calling in. All right. All right. Now on my list, I'm going down the list here, you guys, because I made up this list of all the things that a cheating narcissist does. Here's the other thing. Another thing that they do is when they're caught cheating, what they're going to do is a narcissist always loves to justify what they do, all right? Like they justify lying. They know they're lying, but they feel justified doing it. And they know they're cheating, but they feel justified doing it. Maybe they'll say, well, you work all the time, or you weren't showing me affection. And this is an excuse that narcissists tell the new supply all the time, too. They'll go to the new supply and say, oh, well, they were not affectionate. They were cold, or they never wanted to have sex or something like that. This is all bullshit excuses because the narcissist could have been having great, you know, slamming sex there. But it's just because that narcissist wanted something new and they're with the new supply. But they're going to tell the new supply, oh, they never, you know, they were unaffectionate. They were cold. They were cheating on me. And it's all lies. It's all the narcissist describing themselves, how they were with their partner. All right. So what they'll do is, you know, they're going to justify their cheating and say, well, I thought you were cheating on me. Okay. So that is going to be one of the excuses that a lot of narcissists use is they'll say, well, you were probably cheating. You were cheating on me. They're going to sit there and they're going to put you on the defense where you're going to sit there. And all of a sudden now the ball's in your court where you're sitting there defending yourself. No. Don't be a sucker and don't let them play those mind games on you. You're going to be sitting there saying, but I didn't cheat on you. I didn't cheat. You don't have to go into all that. You're dealing with somebody who's flipping the guilt, flipping the shame onto you and trying to make you the bad guy to justify why they cheated. No. Don't defend yourself. You're dealing with a shady, scummy narcissist that's trying to put it all on you to take the blame off them and take accountability, all right? So notice that when they start accusing you, when you got them, you know, you busted them, they're going to say, well, you were cheating on me, all right? That's the only defense they have is to try to throw that on you. Don't be a sucker and let them do that, all right? Now, Big one that they use, you guys, a narcissist, when they got a lot of things going on, they need to get away from you. So like I said, they go to the bathroom, you know, they do it when you're sleeping, they do it, you know, they pretend to sleep when you get up and then they quick text, a quick call when you go upstairs or go in the other room. And also they go to the store. Nobody loves to go to the store more than a narcissist that's contacting their other supply. Oh, I forgot. I need cigarettes. Oh, I forgot. I got to pick up milk. Oh, I really need to have this kind of hot sauce on my food tonight. I got to run to the store, okay? So there's always a reason, even though you may have, you know, plenty of food and everything like that, they're going to find a reason why they got to run to the store or go to the gas station. They love to run to the gas station too. Got to get gas in my car, okay? And when they're there, they're calling the other supply without you around, all right? Another excuse that a cheating narcissist loves to use is, of course, their kids. You know, narcissists, they have no moral code whatsoever, and they will use their kids. And if their kids are older, They may even get their kids to lie for them and say that they were with them. Okay, this is how shady some narcissists are. They'll say, oh, I got to spend the weekend with my kids. And let's say their kids are, you know, older kids, like, you know, teenagers or older. They may just say, oh, when you get on the phone with so-and-so, just tell me you spent the weekend with, just tell me you spent the weekend with me, all right? This is how low and dirty a narcissist could be. And they'll use their kids as an excuse to get out of seeing you, maybe for the weekends or whatever, when really they're not seeing their kids. A lot of times they don't even bother seeing their kids. They're busy with other supply. All right, another excuse that a cheating narcissist does, you guys, I'm running down my list, is they'll say they have no money to see you, okay? And I've actually dealt with this, you know, back when I was dealing in the game. I dealt with, you know, some broke, busted, disgusting narcissists. And they would say, oh, you know, I really wanted to see you Saturday night, but, you know, this is a tough week for me. You know, I got to pay out for my car repair. It's going to run me $800 and $1,000. So, you know, babe, can we do it the following week? You know, I'd love to see you. And I don't want to just get together. You know, I want to be able to take you out nice or be able to spend money on you. No, what they want to do is get out of seeing you. They have money. They're pretending they have no money. So they're going to use the broke card. Okay. They're going to say they have no money to take you out. And that's why they can't see you over the weekend. But what they're doing is they're going to see another supply. See, when somebody really cares about you, they wouldn't care if they didn't have any money. They'll want to see you even if they go for a $2 slice of pizza and a soda. They'll say, you know, I may not have a lot, but maybe we can go for a slice of pizza and a soda, but I really want to see you. But when they don't want to see you at all, they have another supply that they're seeing and they're using the broke card, okay? Now, another excuse or a thing that a narcissist always says when they're out creeping is you'll be with them and nobody gets more spam callers than a creeping narcissist. Oh, their phone. Oh, spam. Oh, spam. And what they'll do to, you know, somebody also brought this up too, and it's true. What they'll do is they'll label their other supply as a spam caller. Okay. So you'll think that, you know, they're getting a lot of spam calls, but no, it's the other supply calling and they can't pick up. All right. They can't pick up, but you're going to see spam call, or it's going to be a number that you don't recognize. It'll just be some foreign number or something like that. They'll recode it, you know, as a foreign number. And you're thinking it's a spammer that's always calling them. No, it's the other supply probably trying to chase them down because they lied to the other supply. This is when they're playing both sides, you know. And the other supply wants to know where they are and they're calling, all right? So these, you guys, I just touched on, there's so many different things, you know, they'll use excuses, they have a funeral for 2 weeks, they can't see you, they'll use excuses and say, I'm going through something, I'm all confused, I'm going through something, it's all bullshit, okay, it is all bullshit, or can we take a break, I just need a break, I need to clear my head, you know, I'm under so much stress, meanwhile, they're taking a break to see the other supply, putting you on the shelf, and then they're coming back and they're going to hit you up and say, oh, you know, I missed you and everything like that. Meanwhile, it didn't work out with the other supply and now they're coming on strong to you. So when they're coming on strong to you, it means it usually didn't work out well with the other supplier. They're trying to draw you back in because they see you pulling away, all right? Or if they're cold to you, they're coming on strong to the other supply or supplies. A lot of times they don't just deal with one other supply. They need a multitude of validation. Understand this. Narcissists need a multitude of validation to make them feel like, oh, I'm terrific. I got 10 women or I got 10 guys. Look at all these people that want me. All right. Another thing too, you guys, that, you know, a creeping narcissist will do, and this is typical of a female narcissist, you know, I won't say males don't do it, they do it too, but, you know, when you go out with them, they need constant attention, and they will flirt right the fuck in front of you, okay, they'll flirt with the waiter or waitress, and they'll flirt with the people around, and they'll smile, and they'll, you know, give them a little, you know, they want to feel like, oh, this person's looking at me, oh, this person's digging me, and they want to do it in front of you, this is a covert narcissist tactic, they want to do it in front of you, because they want to make you feel small and nothing, they want to show you, oh, Look at all these guys or women that are after me and want me. This is to make you feel like you should be so blessed to have the narcissist with you. And you better treat that narcissist right, because look at all the attention I'm getting from all these other people, all right? I'm important. They do it for their ego. They love the ego boost of everybody. So like a female narcissist, she may get up on the dance floor and start dancing provocatively or sexy, where all the guys are like with their tongue out. And meanwhile, you know, you're right there watching, and it's like blatant disrespect, all right? Because she wants you to see all these other guys. She's trying to make you jealous. She's trying to make you insecure. And it's the same if it's a guy, if he starts talking to other women in front of you and flirting. And you guys, go by how you feel. There's a fine line between somebody just being nice to other people when you're out and somebody being flirtatious, all right? You know, they got that smirky smile on, you know, they're complimenting a lot, you know, they're telling the waitress, oh, you smell so nice, and they're laughing about it. That's somebody that's no fucking good and disrespecting you, all right? So you got to recognize this. You got to go by how you feel. If you feel that, you know, this doesn't feel right, or I feel uncomfortable, or they're a little too fucking friendly over here, then you're dealing 9 times out of 10 with a creepy narcissist, and some of them will do it right in front of you, all right? They'll flirt right in front of you, and guess what they do too? The next time they go to that place when they're not with you, they're going and getting that person's number, all right? And then they're going to tell that person, let's say it's a waitress or waiter or something, then they're going to tell that person, oh, that was just my brother or my sister I was with when I was at dinner the other night. You see how these people operate? They are dirty, okay? So I hope that helped you guys. I mean, I could go on for hours on this, but you know, I gotta deal right now with my kid and everything. I've got no sleep last night. I'm doing this podcast with no sleep last night, but I wanted to put this all in a podcast, all the signs and things that a cheating narcissist does, okay? So I hope this helps you guys in recognizing when a cheating narcissist is playing game on you. And when people come back at me and say, well, that's just a cheater, that's just a player. Well, somebody who's cheating and somebody who's a player is somebody who's deceptive, right? Somebody who's doing that is not showing empathy for their victims that get hurt, right? So that's a narcissist. So that's what I have to say to those people that come back at me, all right, and say, well, that's a cheater or that's a player. Cheaters and players are technically narcissists because they don't have empathy. They're out doing what they want to do for their own selfish benefit, and they don't care who they hurt along the way. Okay, period, dot, end of story, end of case. All right, so I got to run, you guys. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my 2 books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.